Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into Startup Growth Engines by Sean Ellis and Morgan Brown. Sophie, I gotta say, before I read this, I thought growth was basically just throwing stuff at the wall and seeing what sticks.
Morning, Sam. And yeah, that's the common myth, right? This book really breaks down growth as a systematic, cross-functional process. It's not about a few viral tricks. It's about engineering a reliable engine for acquiring, retaining, and monetizing customers at scale.
Exactly. And the first big idea that hit me was this: you can't even start building a growth engine until you have product market fit. Sean Ellis actually coined that term, and he's got this simple survey question to measure it.
Right.
The question is, how would you feel if you could no longer use the product? If less than 40% of users say they'd be very disappointed, you don't have enough fit yet. In that pre-fit stage, you just iterate on the product itself. Trying to pour gasoline on a fire that hasn't started is a waste.
That's such a clear benchmark. So once you've got that core group of users who are deeply engaged, then you move into the growth cycle. And it's not a linear funnel. It's a continuous loop of analysis, ideation, prioritization, and an experimentation.
Yes, and the analysis phase is all about finding the aha moment. That's the specific action a user takes that predicts long-term retention. Like for a photo sharing app, it might be following 10 people in your first week. You identify that behavior and then relentlessly optimize to get every new user there as fast as possible.
And then ideation is where you brainstorm a ton of potential experiments. But you don't just chase every shiny idea. They use an IC score, impact, confidence, and ease. That helps you prioritize the high impact, low effort stuff first.
Then you run rigorous A/B tests. Every idea is a hypothesis. The goal isn't to be right, it's to learn. A failed experiment is just as valuable as a successful one because it gives you data for the next cycle. That's a tough mindset shift for a lot of companies.
Absolutely. And they break down three primary growth levers: acquisition, activation, and retention. I loved how they dismantle the myth that viral growth is luck. They say it's a deliberate, engineered loop, like the Hotmail email signature or sent from my iPhone.
Right.
You build a viral coefficient into the core product experience. And for paid acquisition, you need to know your CAC and LTV with surgical precision. You don't just spend on what looks cheap. You find channels where LTV is significantly higher than CAC.
Then there's activation. That's the bridge between acquisition and retention. It's the moment a new user experiences the core value for the first time. The book gives this great example of a cloud storage company that discovered users who uploaded a file within the first 24 hours had way higher retention.
Yeah, they redesigned the entire onboarding to force that upload immediately, even before showing the main dashboard. That single change transformed their growth. So you have to map the ideal user journey to the aha moment and remove every obstacle.
And retention is the most critical lever. The book says it's 5 to 10 times more expensive to acquire a new customer than to keep an existing one. Yet most companies spend all their time on acquisition. They introduced the concept of retention cohorts to track stickiness.
The key is to build habits. You want users to come back because the product fulfills a deep internal need, not because of external notifications. They draw on BJ Fogg's behavior model, motivation, ability, and a trigger. You need to increase motivation, make it easy, and provide timely triggers.
So it's about integrating the product into daily routines until it becomes a default behavior. And the book also talks a lot about the organizational structure for growth. They're big on a dedicated cross-functional growth team with product, engineering, data, design, and marketing altogether.
That team needs autonomy, its own budget, and a clear mandate. And there has to be an executive sponsor, usually the CEO, who champions the team and protects it from bureaucracy. They also need to embrace a culture of experimentation where failure is celebrated as learning.
Yeah, That's a huge shift from a knowing culture to a learning culture. Decisions are based on data, not the highest paid person's opinion. The book also covers how to handle plateaus. Every growth engine eventually hits a ceiling. The only way through is to find a new growth lever.
That might mean entering a new market, launching a new product line, or developing a new acquisition channel. They also talk about surge experiments, high-risk, high-reward bets that can create a step change. Most companies are too conservative to take those big swings.
And they don't ignore monetization. They introduce the revenue engine, a parallel system that optimizes the flow from free to paid. You find the magic moment for conversion, like when a user hits a usage limit or needs a premium feature.
A generous freemium model that's restrictive enough to create a compelling reason to upgrade, with a seamless path to paid. The whole book is really about discipline, process, and culture. It replaces the magic of growth with a repeatable framework.
My biggest takeaway? Sustainable growth isn't a destination. It's a never-ending process of discovery and optimization. And you have to be willing to challenge every assumption.
If you want to dive deeper into building that engine, the whole 7-Minute Books library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app. It has over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, and it starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
And that's the real takeaway. Growth is a science, not a lottery.
Exactly. We'll see you in the next one.